And some that this town divided are three groups. The town are divided to three groups. Fiatun Salihun. The first group are righteous. They fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to violate the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't want to violate the sharia of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this is in every community. But we're talking exactly, inshallah, about this town which Allah banished them. And in the end, some of them became in the form of ape, monkeys. So the town related to this issue divided to three groups. The first one, the righteous people, those who fear Allah and they know that Allah forbid them to catch the fish on Saturday. And why Saturday? As I cleared yesterday, Allah command all people, the people of scriptures, to have the ceremony on Friday. The first group disobey Allah, the Jew, al-Yahud. They don't want a Friday. So we're going to have hadith of the Prophet ﷺ about that, inshallah. Every single word I said, I supported with evidence. So what they did? The first one are righteous. Allah command us not to catch the fish Saturday. We are not going to catch the fish of Saturday. We are not going to do that. It's haram. Second group of the people, what they are a kind of righteous too, but they prefer to keep silence. They don't want to say anything. Third group, they are the corrupted. They are the one that violate the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they made a tricky way to catch the fish, not on Saturday, but to catch the fish on Sunday. By putting the nets in Friday and they collected Sunday. That is the most evil. What I wanted to say here about this group, the one who are the righteous, but they don't want to speak. They saw the corruption. They saw the forbidden. But what they did, instead they invite them to the right path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they keep silence and they came to the righteous people, those who forbid the wrong, those who forbid what they did, and they know the what they that they came against them. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7, 164. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajeem. وإذ قالت أمة منهم لم تعظون قوما الله مهلكهم أو معذبهم عذابا شديدا قالوا معذرة إلى ربكم ولعلهم يتقون. تفضل.
سورة الأعراف, سورة number 7, verse number 164. And when the community among them said, why do you advise or warn the people whom Allah is about to destroy or to punish with a severe punishment? They, the advisor, say, to be absolved before your Lord, and perhaps they might fear him.
Let them go to the hell. What's our business? So that these people, they call it class, to despair preachers. Class. You may find it in any generation, not only in this town. And as I said, the Quran came to us to learn, to fear. To warn all of us too is not only for the Yahud in this town. So you may find today, for example, there's no benefit from these people. They will tell you to despair you. There's no benefit for it. Why are you warning them? Why you advise them? There is no any benefits from these people. Or don't give yourself a hard time. Save your energy. Leave them actually to go to the hell. You may find some people like this. They may find also to tell you, are you the one who fixes the whole universe? You are the one who fixes the world. Leave them like this. Subhanallah, la hawla la quwwata illa billah. Corruption in everywhere. You are not actually the Nabi. You are not going to fix the whole entire world. Just leave them alone. You may find some people like this. That is what Allah said about this kind of people. In this ayah, they came to the people, the bridge, the people who enjoy what's right and forbid the wrong. And they need to put them down. They need to despair them. There is no hope from these people. Leave them alone. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَالُوا مَعْثِرَةً إِرَبِّكُمْ. Why do you advise or warn a people whom Allah is about to destroy or to punish them a severe punishment? Say, the advisors said, to be absolved before your Lord, and perhaps they may fear him. This is the worst people. We find a lot of people today like this. Some of the masajid here in New York, all over the United States, you enter the masjid, only salah and leave. I will tell the imam, say nasiha, say one hadith, say one ayah. Ya akhi, subhanallah, don't waste your time, because these people in our masjid are ignorant. They don't want to listen. They don't want to exactly keep them the same way. La, you will be commanded to advise the people, to put the people in the right path. That's very important. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره. Whoever see anything forbidden, you must change it. You find some people do something in a salah, don't leave them. You have to correct them. So, because I don't want to trouble between the people, I don't want the people hate me, I'll exactly let them pray and leave. It doesn't work like this. You must advise the people. Continue. Did the message of all the Prophet and Messenger, did they ever step back or they continue? They continue. This is the scholar, every one of us. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية. Transfer from me even one single ayah, single hadith. Don't leave me, ya akhi, in my mistakes. Don't leave me. If you see something wrong, you have to correct it. And we, all of us, we know the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, hadith Abu Dawood, and Sahl ibn Sa'd, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم والله لأن يهدي بك رجلا واحدا خير لك من حمر النعم. Translation. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I swear Allah, it will be better for you that Allah should give guidance to one man because of you is better than that you should acquire the red of the camels. What does that mean? The Arab that time, they were very proud about how much number of camel they have. So they collect more animal, more camels. So the Prophet, exactly when he say any hadith, he looked to the atmosphere around him and he described the case around what he see around him. He said, if any one of you guide one person only, it's better for you than the whole entire world, the whole entire treasury of the whole entire world. Case, ya Sheikh Famud, will be the paradise. If you bring one kafir, or the one who are misguided, to bring him to the Islam, it will be better for you than the whole entire world. The case will be finished. So we are ummah of da'wah. We need to advise the people, to save the people from darkness. That is the meaning. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لو رأى الناس المنكر فلم يغيروا أوشك الله. If the people, they saw the munkar, the forbidden, and they don't change it, look at this, very dangerous, and they don't change it, Allah is about to punish them. because this is, we need to save the people from this. Everybody need to go to the masjid, pray and leave. La. You see something wrong, you have to correct it. Don't leave your brother in Islam, but kindly, to be kind and to be wise in order to give the da'wah and to save the people. Second ayah. Ayah number 165 of Surah Al-A'raf. فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ أَنْجَيْنَا الَّذِينَ يَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ السُّوءِ وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَأَخَذْنَا الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا بِعَذَابٍ بَئِيسٍ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
Still the same surah number 7, verse 165. And when they forget that by which they had been reminded, we saved those who had forbidden evil and seized those who wronged with a wretched punishment, because they will be finally disobeyed.
Two people here, when the people, they forgot what we warning them. We give them the warning. Everything is clear in the Quran and Sunnah. When the people forgot, so when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come upon any one of them, what they do? We save those who used to enjoy what's right and forbid what's wrong. But the punishment comes upon those who transgressed themselves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ, because this is fisk, rebellious. They became rebellious, they don't stop. So next ayah, what happened? More punishment. The ayah number 166. فَلَمَّا عَتَوْا عَمَّا نَهُوا عَنْ قُلْنَا لَهُمْ كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ.
Verse number 166. So when they were insolent about that which they had been forbidden, we say to them, be apes despised.
What happened here, Sheikh Famud? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, human, banished them and they became ape. Could you imagine about that? And we say that story yesterday. We saw that story yesterday. When they woke up in the morning, they found a big number of their family members disappear. Those who caught the fish. And one of them started with one evil first. He did not fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He went and caught the fish on Saturday, because the fish came in million of fish in Saturday. He even come to the shore. Fitna, trial. So what happened after that? He said, catch the fish. Allah Ghafur Rahim. So he get the fish and he start to bake it in the town. And people, during the whole week, there is no single fish. And Allah forbid them about Saturday. نهاهم الله عن صيد السمك يوم السبت. One of them, he know that, and this town is survived by fish. They don't have anything except the fish. So he caught the fish and he started to bake it. And when you bake the fish, what happened to the fish? The smelling of the fish all over the city. Ah, exactly. So because they stay like a while, while they waiting for any single fish from Friday to the next, actually, to that's next Sunday to Friday. No fish, no food. So what they did, some people acted like this evil. There's nothing happened to him. Look at this. Nothing happened to him. He caught the fish, and he eat and enjoyed him and his family, and we don't have anything. So they start to act like him. And then these people, Allah sent the punishment upon them, and they became what?
Apes.
In the morning, they wake up, they found a big number of their family members, they are not there. And they found some ape cry, a voice of monkey crying. They go, all of them, the whole town, to see what's going on. When they came over to see them, every one of this monkey, he knows his family. He came to him and he starts touch him and cry. And when he speak with them, who are you? Are you so and so? They figure it that Allah punished them. They figure it is bunching from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they ask them and they shake their head with yes. They cannot speak anymore. They cannot speak like a human, but they shake the head to show that they understood them. You got it, inshallah ta'ala? Time. Ayah number 167 in Surah Al-A'raf, Surah number 7. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكَ لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهُمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
And mentioned when your Lord declared that you will surely continue to send upon them until the day of resurrection those who will afflict them with the worst torment. Indeed, your Lord is swift in penalty, but indeed is forgiving and merciful.
Those who disobey from the people of the book, the people of scriptures, Allah send upon them a people, a kind of people, to lead them to be in punishment. Number one, to punish them with the jizya, the taxes. The Jew mean in the history, a lot of transgressors, they came and punished them hard. Hitler, and even before Hitler, Al-Qadianiyin, people came and punished them, killed a big number from them. And they punished them with the jizya, with taxes. And more than that, Ummat Muhammad. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they try to finish your brother in Palestine. Wallahi, they are not able to finish the brother in Palestine. Wallahi, because in the end, Allah is going to give victory for the people in Palestine over them. It's just a time. Allah, yumahis. Allah is checking the whole ummah. حَتَّى يَعْلَمُ اللَّهَ الْخَبِيثَ مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ. That Allah, He is showing who is the evil and who is the righteous. Who is the good follower and who is the not the good follower. So Ummat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it will stay for them. They will never finish it. They will come up and Allah give them victory. You know, in the bi'ah, before As-Sa'a, it's a big war between the Muslim and the Yahud. You know that. Big war. That therefore, exactly if anyone die here, they send it to Israel, Amani, to plant a tree. This kind of a tree, the Prophet said about it. Shajar as the bandak. That kind of tree, they grow it in Israel. So they know the war will come between them and the Muslim. So when this war will come, everyone will be hidden behind the tree. It's not going to help him. Because the Prophet ﷺ is saying, قَالَ حَتَّى يَنْتِقُ الشَّجَرُ وَالْحَجَرُ. Allah will make the tree to speak. And Allah will make the stone to speak. What they going to say? قَالَ يَا مُسْلِمْ يَا عَبْدَ اللَّهِ. O Muslim, Abdullah, the servant of Allah, behind you there is a show, go and... I'm not going to continue.
We know, we understand.
You got it, inshallah ta'ala, because some people, they take my word in the opposite side. Many times I have a trouble, right? To be honest with you, many times. Alhamdulillah, Allah save us, inshallah ta'ala. What I need to exactly to share with you, inshallah ta'ala, that... Call it number two, chapter number two. They continue to do the same thing. Not only to catch the fish in Sunday, instead Saturday, trick away with Allah. What happened to Sheikh Baba? Allah forbid them because Allah commanded them to have the celebration or ceremony Friday. They said, no, we don't like Friday. So Allah, He said, what day? He said, Saturday. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit exactly, send the eye. You like Saturday? You survive with fish? No fish. No, a million of fish come Saturday, but you are not allowed to catch it. Not allowed to catch it Saturday. Test. And look what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. عن جابر أنه سمع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول عام الفتح وهو بمكة أن الله ورسوله حرم بيع الخمر والميتة والخنزير والأصنام، فقيل يا رسول الله أرأيت شحوم الموت الميتة فإنها تطلى بها السفن ويدهن بها الجرود واستصبح بها الناس؟ فقال له حرام. ثم قال عند ذلك قاتل الله اليهود، إن الله لما حرم شحومها أجملوه ثم باعوه فأكلوا ثمنه. تفضل.
Chapter 2. Earning and seeking what is lawful. Jabir said he heard God's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam say in the year of the conquest when he was in Mecca.
When he opened Mecca, when the Prophet opened Mecca Islamically, okay. Jabir, he narrated this hadith. What the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah what?
God and his messenger have declared forbidden the sale of wine, animals which have died a natural death, swine and idols.
Hold it. So Allah forbid four things. Selling what?
Sale of wine.
Wine. The brother who's selling the beer and the wine in a grocery store, Allah forbid it. Number two,
animals which have died a natural death.
If any animal die natural way, they took it and they sell it. Haram to sell this kind of meat. You will find the butcher shop has a lot of chicken, thousands of chicken. Some of it die naturally. So instead he throw it in the garbage. What did he do? He took it. People doesn't feel it. He act in the front of the people to take one life, but he doesn't take this life, but he took the dead one and he sold it. He sold it to who? Sell it to the non-Muslim people actually. And in a matter of fact, the Christian, they don't care if you slaughter the animal or the animal die naturally. They eat this and they eat and said, what's the difference? You take the life one, and you kill it, and the other one die naturally. What's the difference? This is dead and this is dead. No, Allah forbid for the Muslim to eat it, to sell it, to buy it. So, and number three, after dead.
This one, pork.
The pork. Muslim, in the grocery store, in the key food, they sell the pork. You see, have this money is will be onto their body, onto their body in the day of the judgment like a piece of fire. They sell in khinzir. Say, I don't sell it for the Muslim. I sell it for the Christian. Tab Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is haram, ya akhi. This is haram. But continue to sell bacon. Muslim open a restaurant. And people they love in the morning eggs and bacon. And he bring bacon to the restaurant and sausages. Because people here, they eat the eggs in the morning with what? Bacon and what? Sausages. And he sell it in his store. This is will be a piece of fire onto his body in the day of the judgment. Al-Asnam. Find Muslim today. Go to Egypt. A place called Khan al-Khalili. In Africa. They sell all these idols. Haram to sell it. People, Muslim brothers, who selling in the street, these idols, haram, in the form of elephant, tiger, elephant, bird, whatever it is, name it. Haram, these to sell all this animal are all, and the money which he earn from it, it will be into his body like a piece of fire in the day of the judgment.
He was asked what he thought of the fat of animals which have died natural death.
Okay. So the Sahaba before you leave, he asked the Prophet ﷺ, what about the fat of the dead animal? goat die, cow die naturally. Can we take this fat and we use it, we melt it to be in a form of oil, to paint the walls, to paint the apartment, to paint the ship? Go ahead, Akhi. What the Prophet said?
For it was used for cooking ships, greasing skins, and making oil for lamps. And after saying that it was unlawful, he added, God cursed the Jews when he declared the fat of such animals unlawful. They melted it, then sold it, and enjoyed the price they received.
Here you go. Say this word again. Allah cursed what?
God cursed the Jews. God cursed the Jews.
Yes.
God cursed the Jews.
Okay.
When he declared the fat of such animal unlawful, they, the Jews, melted it, then sold it, and enjoyed the price they received.
What they did, Ya Sheikh Ba, they got the fat of the animal, the Yahud, trick away with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forbid them to deal with the fat of the animal. He make it haram test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They took the fat of the animal, they heat it, they melt it, and bring some acids, and they add it with it, and they make it like a paint. Said, we don't eat it. We just use it to paint the wall and to paint the ship. We don't eat it. Muslims do the same today. Same way, wa li a'uzu billah, wa la hawla qat illa billah. So if Allah forbid the fat of the animal, haram to use the fat of the animal, even in paint. Even in to change the form, different form, even it would be haram. Because Allah originally makes the fat of the animal haram for them. It's not haram for us. I'm talking about how they play game. Actually, when Allah forbid them direct not to deal with it, they go فَجَمَّلُوهَا. They make it in a different way, and they melt it, they heat it, the different bent. We do not eat it. We're gonna use it for bent only. Allah curses him because of that. Same thing. We're gonna have a big discussion. Remember two pages. This is introduction for my class today. We're gonna speak about the riba. Exactly the people who are using the riba in a different way. In a different way. Zina. Find a Muslim today in the newspaper. I need a beautiful secretary. Why you need a beautiful secretary, Akhi? He said, because it's a communication. It is zina. Communication. And he got this girl, and right away she became in his heart. Stephanie, can we go for lunch together? Oh, no problem. They go to lunch together, sit down, and then can we go to actually in exactly she Stephanie right away she need promotion to sleep illegally with the man. ولا حول لا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. Tricky way for the Muslim. They do the same thing. ولا حول لا قوة. We're gonna continue in our class. Inshallah, ask Allah to give us the benefits of this class. Inshallah, بارك الله فيكم. جزاكم الله خير. سبحانك اللهم شرح لا إله إلا أنت. استغفرك وأتوب إليك. Collect this again for the next inshallah the class.
I didn't get this part, the last part.